www.thebeatmusic.com. And with that, let's talk about our closing song and the general close today of the show. I talked when I had that discussion about the modern generation of young men and not having positive role models in their life, I didn't really have an idea that I was going to talk about it. So this song wasn't selected for that, but yet it seems to really apply. I have a friend, I would call him now, named Cole Reisner. He's a musician. He's played two concerts at my house for get-togethers and gatherings we've had for our workshops. We've paid him to come in, and he does a fantastic job. He agrees to play for 2 hours. He usually pays for four. He's just that kind of musician that works his ass off, and he's really, really good, as you'll hear in just a minute. And he's running a Kickstarter to fund a new album, and I think he needs like $5,000, and he's up over $3,000. I chipped in $500, and I'm not asking any of you guys to do that. I did that because it comes with a free acoustic concert, and I'm probably going to hire him to do that anyway. So he'll come out here and play an acoustic concert by himself, and I'll probably kick him some extra money and bring his fiddle player with him like we usually do anyway. So there's, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer for me because I'm local in there. But he's got some things in there where if you're local, you can go to a concert that he's going to do that's going to launch this new album, and it's called A New Man, or A Better Man, I'm sorry. And he's just a great guy. And I'd like you, as you listen to his music today, think about coming by the site, clicking on a link, get over to his Kickstarter, and, you know, consider, you know, buying an advanced copy of the album for $15-$20, whatever it is. Or if you're local, consider maybe chipping in $100. Come to the concert. There'll be some other TSP people there, I'd bet. It'll be fun. And, you know, just consider helping out a musician that I think is working hard and good enough to be worth the investment. But I want to talk about the song that I'm going to play for you from him. It's called The Grandfather Song. And I originally found Cole because I was looking for someone to come play here. And you know, I had some people that you would just call like amateur hobbyists that want. And I was like, I want someone that's like really good. So I started researching people, and I found him online. And he has about 5 songs that he's published in his first little like mini album. And I listened to it, and this guy is good. This guy's fantastic. I mean, this guy's like Nashville quality fantastic. And then I heard this song. And I got to tell you, even though his grandfather and mine were different men, in many ways they were the same. My grandfather was an old coal miner instead of a roughneck. But you're talking about the same type of life, a tough, hard life that that generation lived. And I think somewhere along the line, we lost an appreciation for valuing men that stood through such hard things. And we were taught that you didn't want to be like your father or your grandfather. You wanted to have a better, easier life. We want you to go to college and on and on. And I think there's some really great things about that. I'm glad that my life isn't as hard as my grandfather's, who lived, you know, the last 40 years of his life with lumps of coal in his arm and black lung. I really am glad that that's not me. But I'm also glad that I got to see that, and I didn't forget it, and I didn't let my son forget it, and I won't let my grandson forget it. That's the type of cloth that we're cut from. That's where we come from, folks. That's what this country is. That's how we got to be what we are. Not by being a bunch of whiny asses, but by being people that would stand through whatever the hell it was to do the best we could for our family. And even if we fell short, we damn sure left it all on the field. We damn sure never gave up. And we were like, if I ain't dead yet, it doesn't matter that it ain't good enough because I'm not quitting. I'm going to go keep doing it until it is enough. And I really feel a deep sorrow in my heart for this generation of men and women, these young men and women, that you were sheltered from that. You were protected from that. Well, you weren't sheltered and you weren't protected. You were lied to. Mostly by people that meant the best for you, but they didn't know what the hell they were doing. It's like the telephone game where somebody says, a blue radiator, purple car. And by the time it comes back around the other side, it's like purple monkey dishwasher, right? The message of do more, go further, have a better life changed from generation to generation to generation. And it went from keep this ethic, keep this core. Work your ass off. Protect your name. It's all you have. Stand up. Be a man. Stand up. Be a woman. Take care of your family. But then take all of that and use it to advance beyond what we could do. We've given you this much. You have a responsibility to go a little bit further and teach your children to go a little bit further and to teach your children to go a little bit further. And by the time we got four generations out to these kids coming up today, is you don't want to be like that. That's not the message. The message is this is exactly what you want to be like. You bring this attitude, this ethic, this morality, this willingness to sacrifice with you, and then you kick ass in this world where it's so much easier. Not complain that it's too hard when you have it easier than any generation that's ever existed. And I know some of you are very angry with me right now. You young folks to say, it's easy for you to say, you've already built your life. There's more opportunity for you than there ever was for me. There's challenges that are different, but they're not insurmountable. They're not insurmountable. Remember, I didn't build this. I didn't build this show until I had achieved the pinnacle of success in corporate America and decided I didn't want it. I picked up a $20 recorder and a $15 headset. And I built a business that is a six-figure business. And I won't apologize for it because I built it. Yes, I built that. And you guys built it with me. But I couldn't have, I don't care what you say, when I was 20 years old, I couldn't have built something like this. The technology didn't exist. The opportunity wasn't there. If you wanted a career in broadcasting, you had to go to school and get a degree in journalism and then beg to get a job at a radio station. So, there are entire industries that have no barrier to entry other than your knowledge and your determination, your willingness, and yes, maybe a financial investment that didn't even exist 15 years ago that are here today. Let me ask you a question. What do you think my grandfather, who spent decades in the mines, who was a sailor in World War II, who was an immigrant from the Ukraine, who was willing to work that hard to feed three boys, that died an old alcoholic that smoked two packs of Camels a day. But he did whatever he had to do to provide. What do you think that man would do if he was 25 years old and brought forward in time to right now and shown the opportunity that he has? Yes, you do want to be like the coal miner. Yes, you do want to be like the roughneck. Yes, you do want to be like the farmer. Yes, you do want to be like the construction worker. Yes, you want to be like the carpenter. For those who think I had it easy because I became successful in corporate America, I started out packing boxes in a warehouse when I was 22 years old for $6 an hour. And my first good job in telecommunications was basically construction work. If I hadn't been willing to pack boxes, to dig ditches, to run a jackhammer, to learn how to run a backhoe, if I hadn't been willing to do those things, I wouldn't have anything I have today. But I wanted more, but I also wanted to be like the men that came before me. I'm sorry. I apologize to you guys that are, 20 years younger than me, 15 years younger than me, that nobody ever told you this. I'm really sorry. I wish somebody had. I wish for all of us somebody had. But I'm telling you now, and I'm telling you it's the truth. And you're about to hear a song of somebody, yes, flawed and a lot of pain, but you do want to be like. With that, this has been Jack Spirico with another edition of the Survival Podcast, helping you figure out how to live that better life if times get tough or even if they don't.
I will shine my shoes this morning, 'cause I'm going to a funeral. They will lay to rest my grandfather, 'cause it's time for him to go home. My granddaddy was a roughneck, He did it cause he had a kid on the way. He was never too much into religion, but it worked like he owed it to God. He smoked since he was a little kid. It was the only way he could kill the pain. Then he woke one morning and said, I ain't doing this no more. And it was gone like a sweet Texas rain. I will shine my shoes this morning, cause I'm going to a funeral. They will lay to rest my grandfather, cause it's time for him to go home. Love went before him. He held on for a week or so. The doctor said it was time for him. Guess his heart couldn't stay broken anymore. I will shine my shoes this morning, I'm going to a funeral. They will lay to rest my grandfather, cause it's time for him to go home. They will lay to rest my grandfather, cause it's time him to go home.